Now, Russia's foreign minister sharply criticized last week's strikes against Syria by a U.S.-led group of countries, saying it's hindered diplomatic efforts to end the conflict.
This aggressive act has complicated many things, including the mandate which Stephen de Mistura, UN Special Envoy for Syria, commissioned by the UN Secretary General, is fulfilling. And certainly, after the Congress in Sochi, the Russia-Turkey-Iran summit in Ankara on April 4th, we have approached very closely to the point of relaunching the inter-Syrian dialogue, first and foremost on the constitutional reform in Geneva. So, on April 14th, the three countries I have mentioned bombed not only the imaginary chemical facilities in Syria, but they bombed the negotiations in Geneva as well.
Sergei Lavrov was speaking after talks with the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stepan de Mistura, in Moscow. Lavrov also condemned as unacceptable calls by some Syrian opposition groups for the continuation of attacks in the war-torn country by the West. Meanwhile, de Mistura hailed Moscow's efforts to push for a political solution to Syria's crisis, despite last week's attacks on the country.
I'm very pleased to hear what you heard and I heard from Minister Lavrov and from Minister Shoigu, that in spite of what happened last week, and it's still very recent, there is a strong commitment from the Russian Federation to the push for the political process. We are here.
The minister also said he's trying to pave the way for chemical weapons inspectors to be able to launch their probe into allegations of a gas attack in Syria as fast as possible. However, he urged all sides to focus on finding a political solution and, quote, turn the page on the alleged chemical attack. On April 14th, the U.S., the U.K. and France targeted positions of the Syrian government forces in response to an alleged chemical attack, which they blamed on Damascus. The Syrian government and its ally Russia have strongly denied the accusation. Joining us out of Washington is Mr. James Jotros, now former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Hello, Mr. Jotros, thanks for joining us back on the programs. Your thoughts on these latest developments, sir?
I don't know that there's much that can be said optimistically about any kind of political process here. It was already in tatters even before this attack, and I don't see that it certainly was not improved by it. Look, let's be clear. The Geneva process was really just a forum for the Western powers to reiterate their demand Assad must go. There must be a post-Assad era, and that the discussion of a political solution was simply to win at the discussion table what was not won on the battlefield. On the other hand, we have the Russians, the Iranians, and the Turks who've been involved in the Astana process. There's been talk of a new constitution connected to that process. I don't know if that has anywhere to go that now, especially since we now are hearing talk of a deployment of a so-called Arab NATO force spearheaded by Saudi Arabia in the area of Syria where the Americans are, clearly aimed geopolitically against the Iranians. So things are getting more contentious rather than less, in my opinion.
So they're saying that it's hindered diplomatic efforts. It's actually sabotaged diplomatic efforts and could possibly lead to an escalation, you're saying?
Absolutely. Look, let's be clear. We need to stop the fighting. We need to stop the killing. That's what the purpose of the deconflicting zones that are the integral part of the Astana process. What the Western powers are doing is certainly is not conducive to any progress in that area, and until we can stop people killing each other, I don't see how you move then to talking about Syria's political future if outside powers want still to dictate what that future should be.
Thank you for joining us out of Washington, D.C., Mr. James Jotros, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst.